And my next guest, Sandra Redoff, is a health and wellness advocate. Guys, you do not want to miss this episode. Sandra, how are you doing today?
Hey. Likewise, thank you very much for having me. Finally, we made it work. I mean, made it happen.
Yeah. And I've been following you for quite some time. And so I was just like, I got to get her perspective on my podcast. I think a lot of people could get a lot of value out of the stuff that you put on your Instagram, and you've got a ton of followers. So I really admire your work. But before we get started, can you just give us a quick rundown of who you are and what you got going on right now?
Okay, so I've been in fitness industry for quite a long time. I worked as a fitness professional, presenter, traveled around the world, did what I loved, and it's always been about helping people. Mm-hmm. And I think energy is contagious. So working with people I love, and I guess dancing around, you know, doing some of fitness, like mm-hmm. being healthy, that's one of my passions. Right. And obviously seeing people happy, smiling, seeing the changes in them makes me really, really happy. So it's like a mutual work, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And one of the things, the inspirational stuff that you post on Instagram, it kind of got me thinking as well for all of our audience that are empaths, highly sensitive people and trauma victims. A lot of times people might look at, you know, other people online, or like I got a comment the other day. It's just, we can't judge a book by its cover. I know like a lot of people will like look at certain things and say, oh, it's easy for that person or that person. But what they don't see is the hard work, the work that you do every morning with, you know, eating right, journaling, gratitude. All this plays a significant role in our output, especially with empaths, because we are energy and we take in energy from so many different angles. Sometimes it bogs us down, and I'm guilty as well. So I wanted to ask you, how do you combat that? Like, especially to get to a state of, I don't want to say happiness, but just kind of feeling like in flow. Cause I know that you mentioned, like, I mean, you've worked with some of the greats, you know, celebrities and stuff. And I know that you've mentioned certain things with like, you know, people at the highest level. What would you say that you've taken away that you can share with our audience to get to that flow level?
Well, that's a very good question. And do you know what people do ask me, saying, what motivates you? Like, how do you get yourself into that state? You know, I'm not always in that state, first of all, because like being an empath or just being very sensitive to energies, I get tired. Like I get, you know, moody. I get, you know, I get all those sort of different emotions. I get emotional as well. Yeah. And I recognize when it's happening. So I have to like disconnect and disappear. And it's kind of very, very important to refill my own cup, because if I kind of refill my own cup, I cannot function. I cannot turn up. And well, I can, because it's not about me, it's about the people. So if I go to teach a class, if I'm about to do a podcast with you, if I'm about to present, it's not about me, it's about people. So I have to kind of shake my energy off, get myself into the zone, and, you know, give myself the best, but obviously have to protect your energy.
So Sandra, I guess I should ask you, like, what would you tell other people? Because I know this is a very big deal for empaths, is, you know, they'll have their ups and downs, because I know with healing and trauma, it's not linear, it's up and down. How do you kind of go about that?
Well, I think it's what's really, really important is to get to know yourself, be aware what triggers you, be aware who drains your energy, what drains your energy, what lifts you up, what is the ritual that works for you. So one thing I realized, the systems doesn't work for me, like, or schedules doesn't work for me. And I always tried to fight this to fit in, to kind of be some way for, because it works to be organized, for example. But I've noticed that works best when I'm in my own flow.
Yeah.
So if I wake up, let's say, it will depend how I sleep. What did I eat the night before? Like, is this like a little small things could affect my mood? So the lack of sleep or the noise or the food, for example. I've got a very sensitive stomach as well, and my body's very in tuned how I feel, what I eat. I could actually feel sick, physically sick from emotions, from foods, like my body can tell to reject the foods or whatever. Mm. Like I'm just, I can't even explain how in tune I am. I've got like simple things come up on my body saying slow down and mm-hmm. relax, and then I cancel everything and just lie down and just make myself feel better. So if I wake up, let's say didn't have a good night's sleep and I wake up grumpy, whatever, I might take a few minutes just to breathe and listen to some kind of different music with like different megahertz just to kind sure. of relax. Take yeah. a few breaths in. Sometimes I forget to be, you know, grateful. Sometimes we get moody, woman, whatever. So what works for me as a woman, I get myself up, like we say, put big pants on,
yeah.
go have a shower, enjoy the shower moment. So don't think, just stay present, just enjoy the shower, have a nice shower and tell yourself like, okay, I'm going to have a good shower. I'm going to have some food, going to make myself a coffee, going to drink some water. And you're telling yourself that you're going to get yourself into the zone. You just kind of yeah. almost know what rituals makes you feel better.
Yeah.
And as a woman, I say, right, I'm going to wash my hair. I'm going to dry my hair. I'm going to do something nice for myself, like yeah. self-love. I'm going to put makeup on. And I know as soon as I do that, I'm going to feel better about myself. I'm going to dress up. Right. Let's say I'm not doing that every single day, but like I know what would make me feel good. Right. Or I could say, right, maybe one day I'll wake up and feel I need to journal. Maybe another time I'll wake up and think, actually, I feel like I need to read something. I'll just pick up a book and like, I'm just going to open any page and I'm going to sure. read. Right, perfect. This is exactly what I needed to hear. Or to say to myself, I'm going to go for a run or I'm going to the gym. So it's entirely depending on the day, but I will always take action to make myself feel better. Always like
yeah.
go for it. And sometimes if I feel tired, mm-hmm. like for example, even before podcast, when I came back after doing my live video, I felt so tired. I felt so drained and I could feel my body's trying to say, I'm going to get ill now. And I'm like, right, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to have some food. I'm going to lie down to like, you know, and then I'm going to like take a deep breath in, shake everything off, get myself ready, put lip gloss on, brush mm-hmm. my hair, whatever, get ready for the podcast. So like you have to always be engaged with your emotions. And if you feel like too much, step away, like go somewhere else to sit quiet. Like sometimes I sit in the car for like 10 minutes, maybe mm-hmm. sometimes half an hour, because it's the only time when nobody can speak to me.
That is so true. I mean, as an empath, some days I just want to tune out the world. I don't even want to go to the grocery store and look yeah. at people or be around people.
Exactly.
And I do it anyways, because I know I got to get it done. But what you just said, I think a lot of empaths can resonate with, because let's face it, motivation will never come when we need it. That's what I know for a fact. I don't know if you heard of Mel Robbins. I follow her a lot.
I've seen her on stage as well, actually, in Vegas. She's awesome.
Yeah, and some of the things she says is motivation is bullshit. You'll never be motivated. You'll never be ready. And no one's coming to save you. No one's going to do the work for you. And so I follow her to the T. And one of the biggest things that I take away from everything that she says is that motivation will never come. So you have to just do that. She has a 5-4-3-2-1.
I got that book right there.
I love that book. And that's how I kind of go through life. And I didn't know what to call it until I came across Mel's 5-4-3-2-1. But mm-hmm. it's that one little switch in our brain that just puts everything on pause, and it just overrides our critical thinking section where we just do it. So if it's 5-4-3-2-1, and then you do it, there's something with that scientifically, which you guys, you can Google this or look at a YouTube video of 5-4-3-2-1, but that is so powerful, especially for empaths that may not want to do something when they know they have to. So I know procrastination. So yeah, you nailed it. I wanted to pick your brain on this. Do you think weakness is a vulnerability? And if so, you know, why is it so hard for empaths? Because I know when I'm vulnerable to other people and I tell them something personal, whether it's just a relationship or just friends, work, it always mm-hmm. comes back to bite me in the ass, where I'm like, I said too much. And now they may use it against me. They may say certain things that I didn't want them to know, because sometimes, let's face it, we are too trusting and we kind of tell everything up front. And then when things go sideways, sometimes it's used against us. And then that leads to a really dark place. So my question to you is, do you think we as empaths, we should kind of watch what we say to certain people, and that way we can just maybe protect ourselves from future pain and suffering.
Do you know what a great question? And the reason I was smiling, I was thinking, is it just me who does that? I totally hear you. I'm also very open. I have zero fear of what people may think about me. Sometimes we open to the wrong people and we think, oh, I said that too much. But sometimes you feel like comfortable and you think people are on the same page, but mm-hmm. not everyone is on your same page. So it's a hard one, because you can't say, well, don't open yourself up, because I've tried to say to myself, well, the person looks very genuine and I feel I could open myself to that person, but then I get it wrong, you know. Yeah. So when you said it comes back bite us in the bum, let's say, okay, you know, it's like it kind of does, but I'm also very upfront. Like, I say how it is. Like, even recently, I just say how it is, because it saves time. If somebody is not ready to accept how you are, so in some ways, it's actually good that it does happen, because that means they can't handle the way you are. So the sooner kind of find out. Mm-hmm. And you can look at it both ways. You can think, well, actually, not everybody's going to understand your story. Not everybody's going to understand what it takes to be strong. Mm-hmm. Because people think, oh, yeah, you know, like, you're just strong. No. It's like, it doesn't work like that. Because if somebody stepped in my shoes, they would not be on this earth. They would not be walking right now, because it'd be long gone, finished.
Wow. You know?
Because I'm telling you, like, so many times I was like, I'm thinking, wow, what did I do in my previous life to get this pain? I honestly felt like, and I never ever used this expression, but I was very good friends with someone I felt really close to express like how I am, because it takes maturity to understand that. On my knees, beaten, I feel like cannot take any more pain. I choose not to take any more pain, but feels like I feel tested all the time. And I'm thinking, why cannot life be easy? And some people mm-hmm. say, well, doesn't not meant to be easy, but why it has to be so hard? Sometimes I wish, like, you know, when it says ignorance is bliss, just to have a casual life, happy, go out with the girls,
yeah,
do nothing, just watch programs and just, yeah, oh my God, let's go shopping. And great, don't get me wrong, I like that. But being like deep with your thoughts, with everything you understand, the way you read people, it's not by words, you mm-hmm. is by energy, body language, auras, so much more. You feel like I feel it here. It's so hard when you try to understand people, when they not being honest with themselves. You have to like take all in, kind of think it, filter it through, try to understand it. And still people won't understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Not to the degree that you understand, right? So when you try to explain something to people, say, oh, you know, this is what happened to me, whatever. People, oh yeah, you know, must be hard. It's like, yeah, they could never relate to that. They could never relate to an empath or the way you are, because they don't feel it.
Right.
It's all constant feeling. And it's like so hard to explain. It's not just having conversation. It's way more. So sometimes, you know, when you said opening up to people, we feel very comfortable opening up to people because we have no fear. I personally have no fear what people think about me. Because regardless, people judge you regardless, but I'm very outspoken. I say, speak my mind. And, you know, I'm not the most easiest person to be with. But if people know you for who you are,
right,
then they accept you. You know, they accept you how you are and they just take as you are, you know. But also, I think comes from, this is something I've read and I thought about it very deeply. And I thought actually it could make sense as well. And it's uncomfortable to admit that. It was not comfortable to admit that to myself. Also, when we open up, it also comes from deep loneliness.
Yes,
you know, because you want to connect.
Yeah,
and that's like, ooh, even now I get used pimples because I'm thinking, I work with so many people. My job is like entertain everybody, motivate everybody, but it's just like, but end of the day, like, is deep loneliness, because who can connect to mm-hmm. you truly? So when I spoke to you, Raj, I was like, wow, this person gets me. You telling me things what I normally tell someone else, and it's like, wow, it's not just me. So it makes my life like feel better, because that means it's not only me experiencing those things. Sure. Sometimes I try to explain to my mom and she may not always understand me, but the more she kind of spends time with me, she can see that. or my friends who long-term friends, they say, oh, you're getting tired, you need to, like, they already know because I'm like, I'm burned out, I need to go and hide. And some people who don't know you, they will not understand you. They think, oh, she's, you know, because it's like, it's not a completely different level.
Yeah.
So I think we can be selective of what we choose to tell people. And I've noticed one thing. I would like to share that with you. And it's something quite, I thought about a long time. Like, you know, since the social media came out, it's kind of changed a lot of things in my life. So when I used to, let's say, travel around the world, I did my thing. I kept it to myself. I felt proud. I felt happy. I did a good job. I was happy how I handled the situations, etc. Now, with social media, we give so much energy, so much access of us. So it's almost like, what is special anymore to my own self? So even like if I go on holiday or do something nice that it matters to me, like my personal life or going for dinners or spending time with someone special or whatever, I keep it to myself because I'm thinking I don't want to share everything because it's like privacy, it's so important. So that's what made me think before I used to be very private. I keep it to myself until something happens, until I do something. And I would say hardly anything about myself. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't express myself as much, like who am I, what I'm about. I used to keep it like as a mystery almost.
Yeah.
Because, and it worked really well that way. Whereas now I'm thinking, I'd say so many things, but I'm giving myself away. And then people are going to take it when you say weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't understand that is actually the strength. Being vulnerable, not being afraid of expressing yourself, is actually the strength. Because people lie to themselves to pretend that they don't suffer, to pretend that they're perfect. Mm-hmm. No one is perfect. And the fact you can admit to yourself and talk about what happened to you, how you overcame the challenges, what, you know, what you think about things and express yourself, and people think you being weak. It's not, because being weak is not like overcoming the challenges. And I know if whatever happens in my world, I will handle it. Like you said, I will handle it because that's what we made.
Yeah.
Solution. What can we do? We're going to fix, we're going to overcome, because we're constantly being let down by people, constantly being maybe misunderstood in some different ways, but we are very, very strong people.
Right.
And we don't judge. I personally don't judge. Right. I just don't like injustice, you know?
Right.
So does that make sense?
Like, it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So it's up to you, but I've decided, you know what? Like, I open up by thinking I might help people to understand, but everybody only can understand to their own level of consciousness, like, or their experiences. You have to gauge where they're at and then to share as much with kind of.
Yes.
Like, I get it wrong because I trust
people. People will understand from their level of experience in life. So you can talk blue in the face, but if that person on the other end hasn't had those experiences, they may not be, I don't want to say evolved, but like they may not understand, especially your pain, your sorrow, what you're sharing, because they haven't been there. They haven't had that same, you know, learning experiences. So, but what can you say about that? Because I know a lot of people are wondering, and I just want to set the record straight.
Yeah, I never was always like this. Of course, we all want to be likable, relatable, etc. So sometimes, yes, we want to please people by not doing this on purpose, obviously. You want to help people. That's how you kind of want to serve, if that makes sense. So I've noticed that I was prejudged regardless what I said, what I looked like, etc. It's just people, they have their own insecurities, and I'm not saying I also have of my own. I'm sure they have them. However, it's like they filtering through their own opinion, so like they're judging the cover by the book, but they don't actually know the book.
Exactly.
But when they open the first page, when they get actually conversation with you, like oh, like. And they start reading you, like, trying to understand you and think, oh, I'm so sorry, I prejudged you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So think about this. If you're going to be worrying about what people think about you, by you trying This is what I've learned from actually one of the narcissist relationship. By you trying to prove yourself all the time, you're just going to be losing because that person isn't ready to receive you as you are or understand you from that level. So all I thought, everybody have their timing. And I'm not here to like bring the horse to the water and make them drink because they're not ready.
Yeah.
And why would I waste my energy? I have to focus on my own journey. Somebody has to focus on their own journey. And you just got to accept the rejection will happen. You have to accept not everybody's going to love you or like you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's very normal. It happens. But I believe whoever you come in contact with in life with, leave them at a better place. And by whether we, the way maybe we act, communicate, we might teach them something and they teach us something. And you know when you are different, when you're on the same page or when you're not on the same page, because it comes from empathy. If people like really feel you and you know and you feel how they feel you, it's not what they say. Because then you can already know where, you know, if who understands you, who doesn't feel you. And I think as a woman, like I made myself, every time I tried to make myself feel better, be better every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I make that choice. So when women come to me and, you know, and say, oh, everything happens to you just like that, it doesn't happen. I chose that path. I chose to wake up in the morning and change my attitude instead of moaning about something. You know, I've made myself better because I caught myself every time of being in the victim mode. And sometimes, yes, we need to sit there. However, I chose to do those things. I chose to go to the gym. I chose to go and eat healthy. I made those choices. And there's one thing before I go, I really want to share this. And I can't remember where it came from or did I make this up? I don't remember right this moment. Imagine everybody who came into this world, they had a briefcase of tools. But it's up to individual to decide what you're going to do with it.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
So it's,
I think exactly.
Focus on your journey, not pleasing other people, because you're never going to win by pleasing. You just got to do your journey and people will follow you. Make sense?
Crystal clear. Yes. I mean, I love that. All you guys that are listening, I hope you got something out of that last clip. I mean, it was just, that's what I try to preach also in my coaching and just live my life every day. You are given a set of tools, whether you like it or not. I mean, we all have something to give in this world. It's up to you to use that. Some people might have other gifts. Some people might have less, but you have to use what you have to the best of your ability. And I think that's what kind of keeps us like all unique and being able to offer something to the world, because we can look to other people and say, well, they got this. It's a lot easier. They have that. But instead of looking to other people, look what you have and see how you can change the world. And that's one of the reasons I created this podcast, is like, okay, I have a voice. I'm going to use it to kind of broadcast the world and bring people like you on here and, you know, spread the message that, you know, life, you know, at the end of the day, it's what you make of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm really glad that actually you approached me and we have started talking because it's important. To like, we always kind of maybe not always wish to be different or have a different life, etc.
Yeah,
but it also is like a gift to be who we are because of those experiences, because of that pain.
Yes,
we became who we are today. You know, it's, we can't change it, right? We can't change the past, but it's a gift. And then the more like I see it, and I'm thinking, actually, I'm very grateful that in this life, I'm here, like. Whether I call myself as a healer or an empath or making people better in a different way and learning from each other, being sensitive. Yes, it's a hard work in the emotional way. But at the same time, the more you kind of see as a gift and like able to speak my mind, express myself. So that's why I really want to thank you for being able to express myself on this podcast, because it's so important to express it, because otherwise you know, how can you explain things? You just want to see if whatever we share, it helps other people. That's incredible. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And I think that is something we have both in common, is we want to give and we want to help. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't come out perfect, but I mean, if that's what I'm here for, and I enjoy it. So, I mean, thank you for what you do. And it was an honor having you on this podcast.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. I hope we do some more. No? I need to interview you. I must interview you because I've got so many questions I want to ask you.
You got it. Yeah, I'm definitely game for that. But before we take off, can you just tell us your Instagram handle and where we can find you?
Yeah, sure. So everything that I use on social media is Sandra Radav. So Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. And Radav is R-A-D-A-V. I had to shorten my last name, so make it like a nickname. From presenting worldwide, nobody could pronounce my last name. I said, you know what? Let's call it Radav. And so you can find me on social media through that name, and I've got a couple of different accounts, but for now just using that particular name, so things will come up with this fitness, nutrition, you know, coaching in different ways. So find me there somewhere.
There you go. You guys check her out. Amazing content. Keep up the amazing work, and I'm sure I'll have you back in the future, and we'll connect with some more subjects. But thanks guys for listening. And that does it for this episode. Stay tuned for the next. I have a lot more guests. If you can subscribe, if you're watching this on YouTube, and then also like, any reviews would help me out. Stay tuned for the next episode. And we are out.